This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about a new program. Well, not necessarily a new program, but, you know, new location for the program with the Illinois Community Mental Health Authority, and that's, of course, the Mobile Crisis Center. Happy to have on the program with me to talk more about it, Jen Carpenter, who is the clinical director, and Jen's good to have you on the program.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
As well as we have Tara Bersham, did I get that right? And Tara is the case manager, too. Welcome, Tara.
Thank you very much for having me as well.
It's good to have you with us. For those who may not know, the Mobile Case Center is a new location for the program to be at. And tell us where that is at, Jen.
Of course. We are now located downtown, so it's perfect location. We are at 201 West Maumee Street, right here in Adrian. So if you're familiar with the downtown area, right next to the El Chap's restaurant, we are right there. And super easy to get to, great walking distance from a lot of places downtown, so really centrally located.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Nice to be able to have you in that location.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really, really great. Let's talk about then what the Mobile Crisis Center is, and so that people understand what we're talking about, Jen.
Absolutely. So the Mobile Crisis Center is where we are going to deploy our mobile crisis services from. So CMH has always offered that 24/7 crisis response to people over the phone, so we're always accessible that way. This is kind of another layer to that, where we will now be able to respond in the community as well. So if someone calls in crisis and they need a service that's responding out to them, we'll be able to deploy our mobile crisis team directly to their location, whether that be at home, in the community, or somewhere else within Lenawee County.
Okay. And this is available 24/7, right?
Right now, we are available for the mobile piece during business hours.
Currently
Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5.
Okay.
Our goal is to add additional hours and days to that. But right now, because we're getting started, we want to kind of see how things work, where the need is really at, and then we'll reevaluate to see what we need to add in the future.
Okay.
But they can call us in crisis 24/7. So if anyone has an emergency at any time, please feel free to call. It could be 3 a.m. on Christmas, and somebody's going to answer that phone call.
Excellent, excellent. Because there's such a need out there, isn't there, Tara?
Yes, absolutely. There is a need.
Yeah. And the thing is that it can really be, from A to Z when it comes to someone that's in crisis, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's unique. It's a unique thing for each individual. I think somebody that feels like, you know, they're feeling not safe, whether their thoughts are not safe or they just feel like, you know, maybe the environment they're in, they're just not sure, you know, at any time, you know, a mental health crisis can look different to anybody, but we're here to help.
Yeah.
We're here to support. So.
So when they call in and if they're not able to get to your location, they're able to then move to where they're at? Do I understand that correctly then,
yes,
Tara?
Yes, absolutely. So we get deployed. So we will go to where the crisis is at, whether it's at a home, if it's at, you know, at a school down the road. Right now we do not service kids, but we will. Mm-hmm. Eventually, hopefully, that's what we're trying to, you know, grow into.
Sure.
But yeah, absolutely. Anywhere in the community, we can go. And, you know, I've got we've got a peer support. Her name is Anne. She's absolutely great. So we both go out into the community and we try to de-escalate. We try to divert and be there and support the person right where they're at. And then, you know, hopefully get them connected to the services that they need.
And then the main thing is that they should not feel as if that, well, maybe this is not something to be able to call. They should feel free to be able to make that call, right, Jen?
Yes, always give us a call. It's the crisis, like Tara mentioned, is going to be different for everybody. So we don't want people to feel like they have to meet a certain level of crisis. Whatever is your crisis is a crisis, and mm-hmm. we'll respond to that accordingly. So maybe we don't need to actually go out to the person, but we're still going to provide that over-the-phone consultation and support. If somebody does rise to a level where we need to respond, we're going to do that too, and then there are going to be those situations where we partner with local law enforcement and EMS if we need to. Hopefully, our goal is to divert that, but if we have to, that is something that we work closely with them on so that we can make sure people are safe, because safety is our ultimate goal.
Right.
So if we can kind of de-escalate the situation without going there, that's what we want to do, but in the end, we do have those partnerships and we're able to make those connections for people.
Let's talk about the team that you have, Tara, to be able to help out with people in a crisis situation. You got a great team to work with.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have our clinical. We have also have a master level clinician. Her name is Shaylin. She's absolutely amazing. And we also have, for myself, I'm a case manager. And we've all been trained. We're all certified. And so that's what we do.
Yeah. So they should, feel very confident and secure in the people that they're working with then, Jen.
Absolutely. They've got a lot of training, a lot of great experience under their belts. Everybody comes from a little bit different background, so we're very fortunate to have the clinician that can do the screening and assessment, the case manager that can really do the boots on the ground, get out there and help coordinate, the peer who's got that lived experience and can walk alongside that journey with someone, and having those different backgrounds and those different types of clinical experience is really helpful to make that connection for the individual.
Yeah. Awesome. Having the new location that you're in, what does that have you able to do more than when maybe you weren't able to do before, Jen? Or Tara? Go ahead, Tara.
The location. Mm-hmm. Location is central. We're right next to Pathways and Interconnections, and which is a perfect, especially when it warms up. We've already made great connections with the community, and I think that our location is absolutely prime.
Yeah.
Obviously, we serve everybody in Lenawee County, and sometimes that involves folks who might be just as involved, who are leaving jail or who are at the local homeless shelter, and we're so close to those places, we're walking distance now. So where it might have been tricky to get to our other locations, this location being so centrally located by those two places is really helpful to where people can just stop on in. We are available walk-in, just come on up to the door and come on in.
Yeah. And, to be able to have that space to be able to do that too, Jen.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're very fortunate with our space. It's a beautiful space. It's been redone, so we're nice and spoiled there.
But it is.
It's very nice. And we have what's called a relaxation room. So if people, maybe they're in an environment that's not the most helpful when it comes to de-escalating a crisis, folks can actually come into our office, or we can bring them back to our office if we're out there. And the relaxation room has some really comfortable chairs. We've got the ability to watch TV in there, make a nice, calming, soothing space to help somebody de-escalate in those times of crisis.
Yes, definitely a safe place for people to go.
And, that are in crisis. You can't say that enough, right, Tara?
Right.
Yeah.
Because like Jen had mentioned, it is really about keeping that person safe.
Yeah.
And so it is a safe place, and that's what we do. And we're so excited to bring this to Lenawee County, so...
You mentioned earlier about some of the collaboration, especially with the law enforcement end of it. Also, you have collaborations with other agencies as well, Jen?
We do. We actually have a community meeting that we all come together to kind of decide who steps in when and really figure out any barriers or obstacles that we might interact with or run across. We meet with law enforcement. We have Adrian Police on there, sheriff's departments. We have that connection with the jail. We've got Lenawee Probate Court. We've got ProMedica Hickman. We've got EMS and fire. We've got all kinds of people who come together to really, I'm sure there's more, I'm escaping my mind, but we come together with all sorts of community partners to make sure that this works for everybody in the community.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's nice to have that collaboration, Tara.
It is. Yeah. It is very, very nice because the help is there and the support is there, and to collaborate with local agencies to bring safety and crisis intervention to the community. What better thing to do for people that are hurting and, are going through a crisis. So.
Yeah. And, and that's one thing I've said about Lenawee County for years and years now is that the collaboration that we have here is just terrific.
It is.
Agencies are willing to work with other agencies and make referrals. And then, of course, that's what you do as well, right, Tara?
Yes. And, I'm new to Michigan. And let me tell you, since I have been here, the collaboration and the community support is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
It is wonderful.
Yeah. So if they feel as if they're in a crisis, or they're feeling anxious, or they, hopefully not to that extent, but, the thoughts going through their mind that they want to hurt themselves, what's the first thing that they should do then, Jen?
Just give us a call. We are answering our phone 24/7. So if you call our main line number at 517-263-8905, that rings 24/7 to one of our clinicians. So we are able to connect with the person, help kind of talk through what's going on, and then that clinician who answers will be able to help make a determination on what they need. So those clinicians are master's level staff who are very trained and skilled in assessment.
Yes.
And they'll be able to kind of help direct, do we need to send mobile crisis out? Is this something that maybe we can handle on the phone? Maybe we need to just set up appointments and coordinate you with somebody else in the community. Not everybody needs us specifically. There's lots of great community partners that we work with. There are several locations for therapy and all kinds of services in town. So if that better suits someone, we can hook them up with those as well.
And again, to emphasize the fact, this is for Lenawee County.
Yes.
All of Lenawee County.
Yep. Yes. Adults.
Yeah.
Adults is what we're servicing, any adults that are in crisis in Lenawee County.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you're in Morenci or Clinton, Addison, yes. Blissfield, you know, this is for you too, to be able to access.
Absolutely. Just give us a call. And if you've got kiddos that are struggling, call us too.
Yes.
The mobile crisis piece is going to be adults only to start. We'll branch out on that. But anybody in Lenawee County can call us. And all of our crisis services are free of charge. So people don't have to worry about if there's a cost tied to that. Or maybe they don't usually come to us for services. Or they don't even have somebody that they see. That's okay. Those people can call too. This is open for anyone at all. It doesn't matter what your financial status is, what your insurance situation looks like. Just give us a call and we can figure that out.
Because you want to be able to help that person, right, Tara?
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You want to make sure that they are safe and
connected to the services that they need.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole idea, because we want them to be, you know, be able to continue with their life and
yes.
to be able to move on, right, Tara?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's an intervention, right? So
yeah.
It's a short-term thing that to help somebody get through their most vulnerable time, you know, just the support and the assistance that they need. And so they can go along with their life and do what they need to do to succeed. So
yeah.
We're just kind of a little bridge to help that when they're struggling.
What else about the Mobile Crisis Center that we haven't mentioned so far that maybe you want to mention right now, Jen?
I think we just really want to drive home that we are always available. And it doesn't matter what the crisis is. It doesn't matter if you're not sure if it's quite there, just call us or come on in. Anything we can do to help, we want to make sure that we're available to do.
Yeah.
We can offer some supports with other things too. So if somebody is nearby and they need more than just the typical crisis support, they might need linked with substance use services or maybe withdrawal management or detox. Come on in. We can figure out ways. We can get you connected with our clinicians that can screen for that as well. So really, we're a pretty much a one-stop shop. If you need something, we'd rather have you come and then we'll figure out how to get you access to what you need than somebody second-guessing themselves and not coming.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. You know, don't second-guess yourself. Yes. If you feel as if that there is a situation, you know, please come and call, right, Tara?
Yeah, if you're unsure, call. If you're questioning, am I in crisis? Call. If you're like, oh, I've got a friend and I'm curious, call. Any time that you have a question about anything with mental health or, you know, children's, adult, anything, call that line.
Okay. Now, phone number once again, Jen?
Is 517-263-8905.
Okay. Excellent. It is so great to be able to have the Mobile Crisis Center and to have an actual location for you and being right downtown.
Yes.
Like you said, it's right next to El Chaps, so that it's an easy find, and it is such a nice, right there in the corner,
right
too.
Right on the corner. Yep.
Right in the corner of West Maumee and Winter Street, too. So, yeah, easy to find. So, again, I think this is so wonderful that we have such a resource for us here in Lenawee County to be able to have and to be able to help out our neighbors.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an honor to be able to bring this to Lenawee County.
Yeah. That's
she took
great.
The words right out of my mouth. It was an honor.
Yeah. Well, good. And it was so wonderful to have both of you here on the program, and hope that we can have you back on to tell us more about the Mobile Crisis Center and things that are happening in the future, and when you get to be able to have more services available too as
exactly.
you grow. Yeah, it'll be awesome to have you back on the program again.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for having us.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
We had as our guest Tara Bersham, the case manager, as well as Jen Carpenter, the clinical director of the Mobile Crisis Center with the Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority. I'm Dale Gardner. This has been Community Conversation, and we'll talk again soon.